at what point does someone who believes they have been damaged by asbestos come to you?
Generally, we'll get a call from an individual or a family member after a diagnosis has been made of either lung cancer or mesothelioma. And this is particularly if the person has an occupational history. But often, even if the person does not have a clear and obvious occupational history of exposure to asbestos.
As I understand it, this is a very unusual field of workers' safety because there's a pretty clear connection between asbestos and some forms of lethal disease.
And that connection, at least the connection between asbestos exposure on the job and lung cancer, was pretty well established by the 1940s. And by the early 1960s, it was well established that industrial exposure to asbestos was a cause and probably the cause of mesothelioma in North America.
People think of asbestos as ships, commercial ships, Navy ships, whatever. How much of a presence was asbestos in the Buffalo area?
Because of the uptick in construction and industrial development following World War II, there was a tremendous amount of asbestos used in both general industry and in the construction trades. And asbestos became either an ingredient or a component part of hundreds and hundreds of different household and industrial articles, tools, pieces of equipment, structures.
When you talk about lung cancer and mesothelioma, you're talking two forms of cancer for which there is between limited and no treatment available once it's diagnosed. What can you do for these people?
We're lawyers, and so obviously we're not involved in cure or treatment, but we obviously are very concerned about our clients, about their survivability, about their comfort level. What we do for them is pursue claims on their behalf against companies that manufactured, sold, and distributed asbestos-containing products. And we try to do this while our clients are alive. We try to institute the lawsuit and preserve their testimony as expeditiously as possible. And we want to give our clients a sense that they'll be able to, prepare their families and also provide for their families, because sometimes there is an economic hardship involved. At times, the individual comes to us he's still working and the family is still dependent upon him. Other times, we're talking about retired individuals, but the death of a husband or father does leave a great void, and we try to give people peace of mind.
In the old days, you would hear stories about people who worked in major industrial plants or in construction or whatever coming home covered with the dust of the work site. Do you ever have the families or the wives of these people tested to see if they also have trouble?
There is, in fact, a screening program related to one of the larger industrial facilities in Niagara County where there was a great deal of asbestos used. And I believe at some point they began to include the workers' wives as part of the screening, and they were given, I believe, CT scans at somewhat of a regular basis. But I can tell you that in terms of how this affects family members, we had a case, well, I was involved in a case many years ago involving a pipe coverer from Local 4 in Buffalo who was dying of who had died of mesothelioma, and his wife was suffering from mesothelioma. We represented her, and it was really horrific to contemplate how this entire family was being decimated by this disease, and it was caused by exposure to products that the husband had used. The dust got on his clothes and came home, and our clients bring these claims because the companies that manufactured, sold, and distributed the products did not, in most instances, provide any warning.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, Attorney John Lipsitz has been here, and we've been talking about asbestos and asbestos litigation and health effects. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.